Happy New Year. Thank you for starting your year off with Day by Day. I'm praying today for you to have the greatest year, perhaps, and that begins with you walking with Jesus day by day. But to do that, we have to get rid of our petty reasons for not walking with Him. And we've seen some of those reasons in John 5 why certain people didn't want to follow Jesus as Lord. But let's look at one of the main ones. Jesus didn't look like what they wanted Him to look like, and they wanted to be their own saviors. In spite of all the evidence and testimony, notice what Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 40. The scriptures bear witness about me, but you refuse to come to me that you may have life. Put simply, you don't want to. You have the evidence and testimony in front of you. You simply refuse to see it because you don't want to. If you're watching today and have continually rejected and pushed aside the evidence and the witnesses to the reality and work of Jesus Christ, if you've said in your soul that self-love is more important to you than recognizing your sinfulness and what the King of the ages has done for you, I'm praying and I beg that you would repent right now and believe upon Jesus Christ, that you would receive His work on your behalf as you start 2021. And if you are a believer, a follower of Christ, then know this: He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He never will. No matter how much we may have thought so during 2020, no matter what may come in 2021. So don't let go of Him. Keep pursuing, keep growing, keep trusting in Him. You may go through seasons of darkness and relapse into times of arrogance and selfishness. That doesn't nullify saving faith, but it is a signal to us that our focus isn't where it should be. So today, the first day of this year, know this: all the earth knows who is the King. All the earth testifies to the fact and responds to His commands. He is in control, and you can gain your confidence in Him. When you pray today, please remember Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Portuguese-Brazilian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Brazil.